I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Jury selection is ongoing in the trial of Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard. About 100 of the 140 Lee County residents were on hand as the selection process began in Opelika. The Republican speaker faces 23 felony ethics charges of using his political position for personal gain back in October of 2014. Hubbard has maintained his innocence throughout the indictments. He faces removal from office if he's convicted. The speaker's legal battle comes as two other top Alabama officials also face trouble. Governor Robert Bentley faces an impeachment push amid a sex scandal. Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is suspended after being accused of violating judicial ethics. For 10 straight years, Alabama's state-funded first-class pre-K program is the nation's best. The National Institute for Early Education Research ranks pre-kindergarten programs across the country each year based on quality. Alabama met or exceeded all of the Institute's quality benchmarks, examining things like student-to-teacher ratios and educator qualifications. Allison Mullendorf is the executive director of the Alabama School Readiness Alliance. She says students that participate in the pre-K program have a leg up on their peers.
The Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama has studied first-class pre-K students as they go through their K-12 education through the sixth grade. And they found that first-class pre-K alumni are doing better than their peers in reading and math at every grade level studied.
The state legislature approved a $16 million funding increase that will open more than 150 additional pre-K classrooms and enroll more than 3,000 students statewide. The University of Alabama will defend a national championship, and we don't mean for football. A team of engineering students is heading to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for a robotic mining competition. NASA wants fresh ideas on building robots to dig up rocks on soil on the moon or Mars. Alabama's $7,000 robot miner is called Marty 3.0. It's the size of a small riding lawnmower on thick metal wheels. Assistant Professor Kenny Ricks says Marty may be built for NASA, but it's inspired by diggers on Earth.
From trench diggers to hole diggers to augers to, you know, you name it. There's a whole bunch of, there's front end loaders, there's backhoes, there's bulldozers and scrapers. So we have there's a lot of different ideas.
Marty is based on Alabama's national championship space mining robot from last year. The time is 4:35, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News. I'm Mackenzie Bates.